Hello everyone, this is Joseph Pasek of barnburner.ca. Our twice daily Fired Up show is available on 108 platforms, also on the OSG Sports app. Welcome to another edition of The Try. This time, we want to welcome in Mark Winokur, the VP and GM for the Toronto Arrows. All right, now I take the due. I was hard. I worked hard. I bled. I sweat. The first game, I said, you know, it was guaranteed, but this one was the real guarantee. It was my birthday, and you guys came through your first ever win as a professional Canadian rugby team. How do you feel? A proud dad, right?
Well, I don't know about a proud dad. I've had that experience. It's not quite the same, but listen, yeah, I mean, the significance of the moment was not lost on us. We know that was a big moment. It's a historical thing, and you know, we had a pretty decent little celebratory drink afterwards, but, you know, we're on to the next job and obviously, you know, pretty pleased with where we are after two road games.
How like, at the end of the match and you went in the dressing room and the team, how was the team, like, did they realize that this was history in the making?
Oh, yeah. No, we were very aware of what the stakes were and, you know, what was on the line. Also, we were aware of, you know, how important it was from a league perspective to keep taking points on the road. So, yeah, they were pretty happy and proud. And I, you know, we did point out to them, hey guys, you are part of the first professional win for a Canadian rugby team ever, and nothing will ever change that. That's a historical moment. And they were, you know, they were pretty appreciative of it. But they're young guys, and they were just looking for what's the next bit of fun we can have, you know.
Did you tell him we should have cake for Joe's birthday or what?
All right. I did mention that our favorite broadcaster had his birthday and had guaranteed to win. So they asked me to guess your agent, and I won't tell you what I guessed. But but all yeah, right. No, that was mentioned for sure.
All right. So 23-19 victory over the Austin Elite, 1-1 on the year. Big victory, your first victory of the season. Now let's see if we can make it two in a row, heading to Seattle against the Seawolves on Sunday at 8 p.m. Now, I always ask this of anybody who I have. You're playing in the West Coast. You're playing rugby, let's face it, is a tough, tough sport. Now, is there anything, you know, when you play in Toronto, New York, Buffalo, Eastern time zone, okay, but when you fly out west, you know, is there something like the guys need to get accustomed to the time change? And obviously in Seattle, I don't know if you've seen, we complain about Toronto having snow, but in Seattle, it's double this week with the snow they're having.
Yeah, we're not too worried about any of that. We've spent enough time on the West Coast. A number of these guys, you know, train out in Langford, which is only a couple hours by ferry up the coast from Seattle. We went out to Langford last month and played and adjusted just fine. That's not a tough one for us, and we're not worried about the weather either. They play on an artificial turf with a covered stand, and we don't foresee any real problems with that either. You know, obviously, the Seawolves are the defending champions and a very good rugby team. They have a number of BC-based players, so there'll be a little bit of a rivalry there. They've sold the game out, and so, you know, we're more concerned about just keeping our momentum going.
Now, when you say you sold the game out, so what's the attendance looking like?
I think their stadium seats about 4,000 in a covered stand, and they'll squeeze another, you know, 500 to 1,000 around the touchline. Yeah. So, you know, it'll be a big crowd. It's very loud in there. I've been to a game there. It's a great atmosphere. They're very enthusiastic fans. They've done a great job building up the franchise, and that's going to be a challenge for us. But in the end of the day, the game is played between the white lines and not in the stands. So we just got to concentrate on our business.
Now you mentioned this is even a more of a test because they're the defending champions, and you guys want to make your mark saying it's a first-year team, but where we're here, you're the defending champions, and you got to go through us now, right? So is there some more energy? Is there something more extra that, you know, you won last week, but I'm going to say the truth. I will say that you won probably a messy game, put it that way. You need to clean up a lot of issues there, right? So.
Oh, yeah. No, there's no question about that. That was not our best performance. It was gritty, But, you know, there's a bunch of areas that we need to clean up, and we will. We'll get some guys back from the Canadian team this week that will help. And, you know, really, I mean, yeah, it is a big game because they are the defending champs and they have a lot of Canadian players who we know, so there's a pretty good rivalry there. But, you know, again, it's just all about being successful on this 8-game road trip. We've taken 6 points out of an available 10, and we just have to keep that momentum going. We're going straight from Seattle to Houston after the game to play on Friday night against the Sabercats. So, you know, this is the start of a road trip that we just got to continue to build on what we started in Austin.
So they talk about in, like, Canadian Football League and the NFL, you know, playing 5 days and all that. You know, they play Sunday, Thursday or whatever. When you play rugby and have, like, 4 or 5 days in between games, is there sort of a lull in the second game?
No, there shouldn't be. I mean, we're kind of used to that because the size of our continent here makes that kind of schedule necessary. So the guys are pretty used to that. And we've got some good recovery protocols. You know, Sunday we'll be straight in the ice bath and we'll be taking it easy. You know, we'll do a recovery day in Houston on Monday when we land. And we should be fine from that perspective. But, you know, it is a challenge. There's no question. It, you know, we knew what it was when we signed up for this. And we have some protocols to look after. And we'll just have to do the best we can.
All right. So now, fans, we're 2 months away. From watching the Toronto Arrows home opener at Varsity Stadium there, or York University Stadium, York
yep.
Alumni Stadium, 2 p.m. on Sunday, April 7th. Tell everybody, this week I think you could purchase single game seats, right?
I think they go on sale next week, yep, early in the week. Check the website, TorontoArrows.com.
February 18th. February 18th, by the way.
Okay, there you go. So that's Family Day Monday. Good day to hop on and review Sunday's game. Sunday's game is live on Game TV at 8 p.m. Eastern. It'll be a good one to watch. The crowd will be loud and into it, and it should be a lot of fun.
All right. Do you want me to give my master prediction? Do you want me to give me my master prediction?
Well, Joe, you're 1-1 like the rest of us, but do your thing, man.
You know, it, because you're the GMVP, does that mean I can pick against you guys? Or because next week you wouldn't come on the show, right?
Oh, no. Listen, say what you feel, man. It's just a prediction. Everybody's got
one. All right. Well, first of all, I want you to win. Second of all, this is the test. You're playing the defending rugby league champions in Seattle, may I add. It's a Sunday night. I think you keep it close. You get 2 points, but I don't think you win the game. That's
okay.
My prediction. All right.
Okay.
But it's still another 2 points, and I'm gonna be biased here. I never asked you for your prediction, and this week I'm going to ask you for your prediction because I went on the line. I said it first. You're gonna keep
okay.
it close, and you're gonna get 2 points, but you're not gonna win the game. What
okay,
do you
Joe.
Think?
Well, I don't make predictions because. You know, from inside the organization,
yeah.
We're doing the best we can to get ready. Everybody's got a prediction. They're super easy to make. We'll just see how it plays out. We like our chances in every single game we play, and we play them all to win. And that's about as far as I'm going to go with it.
All right. So don't forget, on February 18th, you could get your single game seats to the Toronto Arrows happening at York University for first 4 matches and then the Mountport Stadium for the next 4. And remember, season tickets are now on sale. And I got to say this, you know, Mark, you know, every week I say this, these jerseys, these stars, these hats, amazing. I'm not kidding here. You go down to some malls and people were walking with a Toronto Arrows hat and they were complaining. People, I stopped them. I go, where did you get that hat? In this mall, they don't have a sports store. They don't carry it. Where can they purchase if they're not in, you know, on the website or whatever, hats at like Ridge or somewhere else? Where can they purchase jersey hats? I know through the website, but anywhere else?
No, we're an online store. The sales have been really amazing. You know, that's really one of the things that's blown us away is how popular the merchandise has been. And it's on TorontoArrows.com, and and go for it. I know some items are sold out already, so they're back ordering some, which is super exciting for us because that shows the market's interested in it. And, you know, we're going to be wearing, I will give you a tip, we're going to be wearing all white on Sunday in Seattle for the first time. So the reason behind that being it's a turf field, we don't have to wash the dirty shorts. But the merchandise has been flying off the shelves, and go to torontoarrows.com and get some more.
Yeah, torontoarrows.com. Purchase the merchandise. It's Family Day weekend. Give it to your son, your daughter. Even wear yourself a hat, a scarf, a jersey. These are really, no pun intended, hot cakes here, and really big blue and white Toronto colors. And unfortunately, you know, last 2 weeks I said they're going to win. This time I say they're not going to win, but Gary, 2 points. The best of luck, Mark. And anything else that you want to say here to your fans that are growing and growing here on the Troy?
No, we're all good, and we'll talk next week at this time and see if you were right or if you were wrong. I didn't make a prediction, remember, so we'll see.
Well, in all honesty, I hope I'm wrong. But if I'm right again, I got to get my name retired or somewhere like that in New York University or something like that. But again, check out torontoarrows.com. Thanks a lot, Mark, the VP and GM of the Toronto Arrows. Thanks, Mark.
Thank you, Joe. Yep, you bet.